The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
This is the Financial Symphony. We appreciate your listening today. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I have the opportunity to be on the show with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And we are happy to be here today because these guys are going to dispense some helpful information for you, some good advice, but it has to be generic advice. Can't really get specific unless they know more about you. So I'm going to go ahead and get that phone number out right now so you can call and you can make an appointment and you can come in and have a conversation. The number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in Toledo, northwestern Ohio, wherever you live, that's a toll-free number, of course. And the number to call is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Steve, Dan, I hope you guys have had a great week.
Great week.
Great start.
Yeah, well, it's going to get even better today. I just have a feeling. We have some great questions that have come in from Thomas on the request line. Thomas, first, we got questions from Joseph and Sandra as well coming up later. But Thomas is in Waterville, and Thomas says, I'm being forced into an early retirement at the age of 57 from my job with the state. I'll have my pension, but that by itself is not going to be enough for me to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security, or should I withdraw money from my IRAs?
Well, Thomas, I hate to sound cliche here, but it's really impossible to answer that question without knowing your entire story. You know, a lot of times we don't know what you're dealing with as far as savings accounts, real estate, without having a better clue about who you are and the entire picture, it's kind of tough to really answer that.
So I would say that's part of the process of getting to know us a little bit and us getting to know our clients is to know we have some clients that have retired. My uncle, for instance, retired, I think, 54 years old, and he really didn't intend to be retired forever. He thought he'd probably get a job, but then, you know, he has a really fantastic financial advisor, and that so that really worked out well.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. But the truth is that it depends on your spending habits. It depends on your lifestyle, your wants and needs, desires, family, your plan. I mean, there's a lot of different things. We've got tons of clients that are even into their 70s and still working because they want to. So they're doing jobs that they want to do instead of jobs they have to do. So, Thomas, I think you can maybe shift gears. And if you were going to continue to work, think about what your passions are and maybe think about pivoting into something that you'd really enjoy. So it's not really like going to work. I mean, when we get lined up to do, you know, our radio show or come in and see our clients, and when folks like you call in and we end up having meetings with you, that to me isn't like work. So it's not too tough for me to get up and head to work when it's almost as much fun as I have, you know, on the weekends.
That is Dan DiVerna, the founding partner of Creative Financial Partners. He and Steve Decker are on the show today, The Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, and we have another question that came in on the request line from Joseph in Temperance. And Joseph says, what are the rules that dictate whether or not I can roll my 401k at work into my own IRA while I'm still working? I know one person who's done that, but another friend is being told that he can't do it, so I'm a little confused right now.
Yeah, this is going to be what we call plan specific. So if you line up 100 employers, probably most of those employers would allow you to do this at age 59 and a half, but not necessarily every single one. And then you're going to have some employers that actually allow an in-service withdrawal before age 59 and a half. So this is going to be based off of the plan document, the way that your employer built this, or the way that the people that set up the 401ks or pension plans, the way those are set up originally, have a lot to do with whether you can do it or your friend can do it. If someone else in your same situation with the same employer did it, then you likely can. But this is something that if you wanted some advice on it, we could surely dig into that for you, and we could help you figure that out.
Yeah, I would say that probably when we're talking in-service rollers, probably 90%, if not more, of employers do not allow you access to your 401k until you're not with that company anymore. But that's not to say that it's not possible. I've had a few happen this year where we were surprised that we could do it. And once you get into your own IRA, you really start opening up the different options that are available to you. Where a lot of times in your 401k, you may be limited to 10 or 15 different funds that you can choose from. But when you start looking down the IRA route, there are literally thousands of opportunities out there. And that really gets interesting, because the sooner you can get into those opportunities, in a lot of cases, the better off you could be.
Get a complimentary financial review. All you have to do is call this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information there. A member of the team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you. You can make an appointment. You can come in and have a conversation about your financial situation. We want to make sure that you are stress-free in retirement, that you can retire and live a life that is full of peace of mind and not having to stress out over whether you're going to be able to pay your bills or do the things that you wanted to do your whole life. That's what retirement should be about. 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. One more question that came in on the request line this week is from Sandra in North Baltimore. And Sandra says, a coworker referred me to a financial advisor that he's been working with, so I went for a visit. Now, as it turns out, the advisor recommended the exact same mutual funds to me that he recommended for my friend, even though our situations are vastly different. Is this a common practice, and is this something that I should really be worried about?
Well, Sandra, the answer is yes and no. Okay, so if you have some of the top-rated mutual funds out there, and those are very easily accessible on the internet, maybe your friend might have a larger percentage of them than you do. Maybe, for example, she's got 20% in one particular fund and you only have 5%. It all depends on what your risk level is and what her risk level is. So just because you have the same funds doesn't necessarily make that a bad thing if they're good quality products. Now, on the flip side of that, there's definitely a little bit of a concern if your portfolio and the percentages look exactly the same. That would be a red flag in my book. But just because you use the same funds, if they're different percentages and allocated a bit differently, that's not necessarily bad.
And I would add to that just a little bit, and that is we're very different. And so the platform that we started Creative Financial Partners with 11 years ago was that of a completely independent platform. And what we wanted to get away from was having one fit for every person. And so one of the reasons that we end up with so many clients is they say, geez, we really like going through that money map process, going through that experience, and having a plan that's suited for them and built from the ground up for them. So we do use a lot of the same mutual funds, like Steve said. Once you locate something that's really the top performer, you want to use that often. But to say that everybody's going to go down that same path is just absolutely not the way it is. And unfortunately, in our line of work with many of the big companies, the very corporate settings, that's the way it is. They dictate from the top down, this is the way you're going to do things. And we really don't do it that way at all. You know, we have 20-some advisors here now, and we're all building plans for our clients to specifically meet their needs. On that note, we'd love for you to call in. It's the only way that we're going to be able to meet you. So if you like what you hear on the radio, you realize that we're a pretty comfortable place and very relaxed. You're not going to get any high-pressure sales types of things here, and you want to get maybe a second opinion, or maybe you're in a place where, you know, you've never really done the math before. You have that financial junk drawer and all these things are kind of in different places, but you're wondering, you know, should I retire yet? Should I keep working? Should I get a different job? I'm, you know, being forced out of my current one. When should I turn on Social Security? This is probably one of the biggest questions that we get, is this Social Security question. We're hit on it all the time because there's some reasons that you'd take it sooner, some reasons you'd wait till later, options with 401ks, IRAs. You know, all these things are good reasons for us to get together and have a cup of coffee and discuss some of the ways that we do things. And probably, if nothing else, we could give you a second opinion, have you armed with some good questions to go back and ask your current financial advisor about.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to make one of those conversations happen. And I think you can tell by listening to the show that when you come in for a conversation, it's going to be relaxed. You're not going to have any pressure. They're not going to try to push anything on you. Not going to try to sell you anything. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information. A member of the team will get with you. You can set an appointment, and you can come into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg, have a meeting, and find out more about your situation. Get that complimentary financial review. And again, you have to make that phone call. Just take the time to do that now. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And this is the Financial Symphony.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, and we always tie music together with your money, your financial planning for your retirement. And today we have an interesting topic, Mark, and that is Hotel California. One of my favorites, and I'm sure it's one of yours too.
Oh, absolutely. The Eagles, man. That was some great music they put out during that time.
And one of the most awesome albums. And, you know, there's been so much speculation over the years about the meaning of the lyrics to Hotel California. Many of those wild interpretations, some of which make more sense than others. Don Henley has been asked about it. Of course, he was the lead singer on it. His explanation is sometimes really boring, but the fact that his explanation constantly changes has added a lot of fuel to the conspiracy theory that is not really saying what it's actually about.
You know, Don Henley, if you have interviews with him, he really doesn't have, you know, a very charismatic personality.
No, no. He's not the warmest.
No, he's always frowning when he sings. You notice that, too?
Yeah, I do. And to have such an amazing voice and to be such a great songwriter and everything. Another time he said it was something about the uneasy balance between art and commerce. And I don't believe that for a minute, you know.
No.
In another interview, he said it was about the dark underbelly of the American dream. Come on, give me a break. I got one thing I wanted to ask you about. We're all just prisoners here of our own device. What do you think they meant when they sang that?
I don't have a clue.
All right, here's another one for you. Relax.
Here you go. Yeah. Maybe it's a situation where prisoners, you know, a lot of times you hear about bands when they're in the music industry, they're controlled by, you know, the record company. They're controlled by their managers. They're told where to go, how, when to be there, you know, how much they're going to make. And a lot of times they're being ripped off. And maybe it was just, you know, it was kind of like what we talked about like last month, you know, when we talked about Prince. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a situation where they're very disgruntled musicians over the system. The way the system works.
Yeah.
That's what I get out from it.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we're talking about music. We're talking about Hotel California specifically. And you know, Mark, I've always subscribed to the theory that, you know, people try to assess all these lyrics and try to dedicate some kind of deep, meaningful thing to them, some deep, meaningful message. I think sometimes they're just looking for something that rhymes. You know, it can be as simple as that.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the Beatles are a prime example of that. When you listen to some of the lyrics that they made, I mean, it was all about rhyming. I mean, you know, they may have some dark meaning about it, but in a lot of cases, I mean, they'd have to have, their mind would have to be pretty messed up. Or maybe it was chemically messed up. But maybe Don Henley's was chemically messed up.
Yep, wouldn't doubt it. Relax, said the night man. We are programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave, Mark Lloyd.
I mean, it's pretty cool lyrics.
Yeah. Well, what does all that mean, and how can we tie it into some kind of a financial lesson for today?
Well, the financial world has its own language, too. You know, the music industry and lyrics and songs have its own language. So does the financial world. You know, especially us who have been through finance, and we could be easily using these terms when we meet with our folks or meet with our listeners. Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing that we try to do all the time is keep things simple. Explain the financial system or explain their accounts, explain the investing in a simple way. You know, so we try to stay away from some of these terms that are part of our industry. Even though they have a purpose, we try to explain it in a different way. We have terms in our industry such as alpha and beta, standard deviation, R squared, sharp ratio. Don't go to sleep on me, Ron. Don't go to sleep on me.
What in the world does all that mean?
It's all mumbo jumbo, right?
Yeah, really?
So you know what I call it? The big roller coaster versus the little roller coaster. That's something you can understand, right?
Exactly.
So we know that when we're talking about standard deviation, I study standard deviation very closely. I look at the standard deviation of every client we have. And what that is, it's the risk. It's almost like a risk score. And I look at the risk of the portfolio when they first meet with me, and I see if that matches how they feel. So we ask questions on our first meeting, such as, you know, how much money are you willing for your account to go down before you get heartburn or start to lose sleep over it? In a lot of cases, the answer to that is, well, I don't want to go down it. I don't want to go down any.
Yeah.
Well, that's not realistic. If you're in the stock market, you're going to have a positive day and a negative day. It's going to go down some. How much can it go down before you really start to panic or get worried? And sometimes after we really ask that question where you pretty much have to make a decision and answer it, sometimes I'll get answers like 5%, 10%. You know, some investors who are in it for long term and are cool with the volatility may come and say 15 and 20%. But here's the problem. I'll go look at the standard deviation, and the standard deviation, the risk score, is a whole lot higher than that. And when I sit there and say, okay, I did a stress test on your portfolio, and, you know, if we have another, you know, a recession like we had in 2008, do you know that you have a 35% risk? 40% downside risk.
Wow.
And you could just see, that's what we get. We get a wow. And you could just see their jaws drop. And here's the thing about it is, most of the time, we crunch the numbers, and they don't have to have that kind of risk. They don't have to have all that. So, you know, when we explain it in such a simple way that people can understand exactly where they're at. And more importantly, we can explain a solution and show them, just tweak a little bit here, tweak a little bit there, fix this, look at this, modify this, amend this. And we can literally get that to a point where we don't have to worry about all that downside risk. Take that minus 30% downturn, so instead of $1 million account being worth $700,000, take it to maybe 10% downturn. And that's just still enough risk to grow the money consistently so that when you retire, you got plenty of money to live comfortably for the rest of your life. So I gotta ask you, if you're listening out there, do you really know what your risk tolerance is? Has your financial advisor just inundated you with terms like alpha, beta, standard deviation, R square, all these technical terms, and you just feel like your head's swimming and you're like, I really don't understand how I'm invested or what the risk is. I don't have a clue. All I'm doing is I have my fingers crossed. I'm watching my accounts go up. The market's going up. But I know the markets are not going to go up forever, and I just hope that we have something in place that's going to protect me down the road. Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking if that's the way that you're handling your retirement, your financial plan right now, can I just make one suggestion? Just come in and have a complimentary review and just have a stress test performed on your portfolio. And I can promise you, you'll learn something from that. And all you got to do is invest an hour of your time to have that done. I promise you, you'll at least know where you're at. And if you're interested in some tips and some pointers and some, you know, some strategies to help get you where you need to be to get through retirement, we can show you how to do that. But what you've got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call and just set up an appointment and just have the opportunity to have your portfolio reviewed. And we're willing to do that. It won't cost you one red cent. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And we have this segment of the show we call Getting to Know You. And Dan and Steve, that's an opportunity for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. They don't want to get to know me. They want to get to know you. I want to ask you a question here. Think about this one seriously, because this is a serious time of the year. A serious 2016 is serious all the way around with all the politics flinging around all over the place. What would suit you better if you had your opportunity, if you could wake up tomorrow and you could be president or a member of Congress or a member of the Supreme Court? Dan, what would suit you better?
I would think that being the president would probably be the ideal position for me. I mean, I know so much about so much. I'm just kidding. But I think the Congress thing would be the absolute hardest. I think all the minutiae that's there would be very, very difficult. I think the president, obviously a very stressful job, a lot of responsibility, you know, the leader of the free world, if you will, but you would definitely be able to take charge, which is kind of the type of person I am. And so to be able to kind of be the leader and be out in front, I think would be a great thing. The other thing, though, I think the Supreme Court, for the most part, I see things fairly black and white. So I think I'm a quick decision maker on those things. I think either of the two ends of that, I think the president, the Supreme Court, I think I could blend into those jobs. I think the Congress would be absolutely, I mean, just terrifying with the minutiae that our government has created there.
Oh, that would be so frustrating to me as well, serving as a member of Congress. How about you, Steve? What would you prefer?
Well, I'd definitely go for the Supreme Court. That's kind of a no-brainer. I think that if I wasn't in this industry, I probably would have went down the attorney route, because I love figuring out problems and working through different scenarios with people. And I guess we do that a lot in our job, too. But I'm kind of like Dan. I think that I kind of see black and white a little bit, and I feel like any time that I've ever served on a board for any sort of organization, I've always really enjoyed that, because I love the conversation and seeing both sides of the equation. Where I may not particularly agree with something, I definitely love hearing other opinions and seeing how other people view things. So I definitely go with the Supreme Court.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to seeing the success that you guys have in those roles, because tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're going to be in that job. Well, there's Steve Decker and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, a couple of financial consultants who would love to meet with you. And that's called Getting to Know You here on the Financial Symphony. There's more coming up on the show right after this.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
And the job and the job began to swing. If I leave here tomorrow,
this is the Financial Symphony, and this is the portion of the show that we call the greatest hits portion. And Mark Lloyd, I wonder if you'd tell us about somebody who just couldn't make a decision. You know, sometimes it's hard to take that first step. Maybe someone that you know who just couldn't make a decision. It seemed to take them forever to finally make that decision and move forward with a financial plan. And then they felt great when they finally did it.
Well, you know, I've seen that situation happen before. But let me tell you what I really feel we do well, and that is take our time. See, there's no stress. There's no pressure. We're trying to make sure that every one of our listeners, when they come in and they speak with us, and if it's a situation where they realize they need help, and we've designed something to help them with and put together the solution, we're not going to sit there and browbeat somebody and beat them over the head and say, you got to do this, you got to do it now, now or never. You'll never hear that from us. Mm-hmm. It is about you being 100% comfortable with moving forward. So sometimes it takes folks, Ron, longer sometimes, you know, to get that comfort level. And that's okay. So how do we do that? We do it through education. We do it through explaining not only what the problem is and where they're and how they're invested today, but we literally explain how to fix it, but why it's important to fix it. What's the difference? What's the difference in what our suggestion is, our solution is, compared to what they're doing? And why is it important to have that component in the portfolio? You know, and making sure that we take the time to listen to your questions, but more importantly, answer every question that you have. See, these are important decisions, and they're not decisions that should be made lightly. They're decisions that could affect your financial future. So if it takes you, you know, a little while to be comfortable with the person you're talking to, that's okay. But you know what? You shouldn't move forward. Listen to this, Ron. They shouldn't move forward until they are completely 100% comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
As a financial coach, I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't want someone to say, wow, let's go ahead and fix it. And then, you know, and then a year, 6 months later, 9 months later, a year later, saying, I don't know if I should have done that. I feel horrible about that.
Move at your own pace. You know, everybody's got a different pace.
Everybody's got a different pace, and it's okay. You need to be 100% comfortable. So whatever that pace is, it is okay for it to be your pace. We're not on a time clock here. We're on your time clock, not ours. We're here to help. But if you can't already tell, Ron, there's a passion here. There's a passion to help people. And I always tell people, we're here to help you. But if you feel like you don't need help, it's okay. Just, you know, or if we're not the right fit for you, then I suggest you get this help, but find somebody who is the right fit. I kind of feel like we can be the right fit for just about everybody because we try to customize everything, and we're it's not cookie cutter. At the end of the day, if they're not completely 100% comfortable, honestly, Ron, I'd rather them move on. Yeah. And move to somebody that they're comfortable with. It is okay. They have my permission to do that. Now, most of the time, that's not what I see. Most of the time, it's the opposite, that they are comfortable with us because they know how much time we took to really listen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, serving Toledo, all of northwestern Ohio. And they have clients, they have individuals and families all over the place that they have helped with their financial planning and certainly their retirement planning, and they would love to get to know you. And let me just put the phone number out there again so you can get in touch. We appreciate your listening to today's show, but you don't have to wait until the end of the radio program. Go ahead and call now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, come in and have a conversation. Get a complimentary financial review. Go through the Money Map process. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Hey guys, this has been an amazing political year, and one thing that we've heard a lot is Make America Great Again. So I thought maybe we could have a segment of the show today and call it Make Retirement Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you up for that?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Now, if you were trying to get elected to the high office of, let's say, we'll call it the Financial Advisor of the United States, mm-hmm. what would your platform consist of? Maybe we can talk about some of the important issues that you probably run on. What would be the first thing that you would think of as, a part of your platform?
Well, I think keeping people as safe as possible by managing risk. You know, my number one goal as an advisor is to make sure that you sleep comfortably at night. When we get done either making a retirement plan or making some investment decisions, if you're walking out of here wondering what you did, why you did it, was that the right thing, then I haven't done my job. You know, risk is a really interesting thing. People think all the time that, oh, I'm getting older, I should be in a more conservative portfolio. Well, no, you don't have to be. You know, I have 90-year-olds that are all in stocks. I have 30-year-olds that are all in bonds. It's all about what your risk level is and your own personal feeling towards that. So risk management is very, very important to me, and I really believe that, through conversation, through planning, we can tackle all of those issues.
Yeah, I think that we've got tons of clients that, you know, I think of a client of mine, Roy, who's no longer with us, unfortunately. But Roy said, listen, I understand the way this thing works, and this is what I want to be invested in. And the reason that you're here, Dan, is because I'm not as sharp as I used to be. And I also want somebody that's going to carry out my wishes when I'm gone and watch over my wife using this type of an approach. Roy had plenty of money. It wasn't a thing where he was worried about that. So he had some conservative money. He had some aggressive money. And he knew that when things were going well, we could take money off the aggressive stuff. And when things weren't going so well, we still had the money that we could take from the more conservative things. And it didn't affect the more aggressive things. So I think everybody's a little bit different, but to have a plan for keeping and managing the risk the way that it should be, depending upon the person, I think that's the perfect answer, Steve.
All right, next question. I know that you got to have several planks in your platform if you're going to get elected these days. And if you are running for the high office of financial advisor of the United States, you talked about keeping people safe, and that's certainly one of the responsibilities. But eliminating fear, can you do anything to make sure that people aren't really scared of running out of their money or outliving their money?
Well, even though that's one subject, I think it's two kind of sub-subjects, if you will. But running out of money is probably the first question that people ask us about. They want to make sure that they're not going to run out of money, and they're going to want to make sure that they're not a burden on their kids or their family. So that's a really big deal. So we like to dot those I's, cross those T's. We spend a lot of time making sure that we're comfortable and we understand the spending habits and the money's there and the risk tolerance, all those things. That's the first part. The second part is, really doesn't matter which channel you're watching on the news. They're voting for somebody and they're trying to sell newspapers. It's different now. You know, it's different in the sense that there's at least 4 up to 10 channels that you can turn on the TV. And in the bottom right corner, you're going to see the stock market's up or it's down. And they're going to be telling you a certain story. But keep in mind, they're trying to sell commercials. And so they're trying to get people to watch through the next commercial. And they're trying to get you to continue to kind of drink the Kool-Aid. So it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or what your belief system is. Just know that those guys are selling you something. And usually fear is the thing they're selling.
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically, I'm going to run with Dan's comment there for a second. A few months ago, I guess, was that real bad Friday in the markets where we lost 600 and some points that day. And you turned on the 6 o'clock news that night and it was head for the hills that, you know, this is going to get rough. You know, things are bad. And wouldn't you know it, 4 days later, the market had pretty much corrected itself and we're in a far better place now than we were back then, you know, market specific wise. So that's 100% true. If you start your planning early, okay, so say that you're going to retire in 5 years or 10 years, whatever it is, okay? You're doing a little bit of retirement planning each meeting that you have with us as your advisor, whether you realize it or not. Little moves that we make, little things, little allocations, little, you know, policies we start, whatever it is, we're working towards your retirement early on, even if it's not very apparent. And I think that if you start working on your retirement early, it really takes the fear of running out of money away, because it's not like you're retiring tomorrow and we have to figure out what to do. We've been planning this for a long time, and the day when you actually retire, we just flip that switch and it's done. We're ready to go because we put the time in.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to come in and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker and the other folks at Creative Financial Partners, here's your number to call to make an appointment. So important that you don't procrastinate. You know, taking that first step is the hardest step. And once you start, you can make it happen, and you'll be surprised how much better you'll feel. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Call that number. Get a complimentary financial review for your situation to make sure you can be stress-free and relax in your retirement and enjoy it. It's 800-373-9715. You know, there are lots of different elements in a portfolio to kind of put together, and I would imagine that, I think we've talked about this in the past, putting together a portfolio and all the different elements, sort of like putting together a puzzle, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't you consider it that way?
Yes, absolutely. And I think when we're talking about your retirement and your portfolio, all these years you've accumulated these dollars or these insurance policies, and they've just kind of been there. You've been contributing to a 401k. Maybe you have an old IRA from a long time ago, but all these things have been accumulating and they haven't really had a job yet. And we like to think by the time you get to retirement, it's time for everybody to start doing their jobs, including your money. You know, you have a job as a client. I have a job as an advisor, and our money has a job to help us get where we need to go. And as we start collecting all these things, and Dan refers to it as financial junk drawer, and that's a great comment, we need to start figuring out what everybody's jobs are. And that's one of the parts that we really like discovering with you as a client.
Yeah, I think about Dave, who I just met with earlier in the week. And Dave was a guy that when he first came to me about a month ago, he felt like things were in disarray. And truthfully, they weren't that bad. And that's usually the way it works. People think they're in a way worse spot than what they are. But he had Social Security. He had an old pension from a place he used to work and an old 401k from there. He had an IRA that he had opened with the bank. I mean, he had a lot of moving parts in his world. but not a lot of moving parts in my world. I mean, this is what I do every single day. So what we did with Dave is we walked through what it looks like if he retires now, which he wasn't even expecting us to do, and if he retired at 62, which is what he actually was talking about. Hey, I'm thinking about retiring in a couple years. What do you think? And when we came back and we said, hey, Dave, here's what we've got. We ran at 62. It looks great at 62. I just want you to know if you did it now, it's even doable. And Dave was astonished, to say the least. And I actually got a thank you note. And I don't get a lot of those, but I got one. And it was like, hey, I just wanted to say thanks for going the extra mile. That I don't think you do that for everybody. We actually kind of do that for most everybody whenever we see an opportunity, because we realize that most people have been contributing to their 401k, social security, pensions, but nobody knows what all the, how these things all fit together and what it looks like at the end. So whenever we can kind of turn that light on and shed some light on the subject, we love doing it, and it makes our job very rewarding.
I would imagine that he was ecstatic when you told him that he could retire right now if he wanted to.
Yeah, he was really excited, but I don't think he's going to. Yeah. I think now that he's got that kind of in his back pocket, he feels even better. He walks into work and he's probably got a little more control going, hey, you know, I don't have to be here if I don't want to be. So yeah. It gives you a little bit more, whatever, a little confidence, a little swagger.
Yeah, and we love being able to show people options. I think that that's the most fun part of my job, when you can say, okay, if you retire now, this is where you're going to be. If you wait 5 years, this is where you're going to be. And what we're showing people isn't all of these hypothetical Monte Carlo situations where if this, and this happens, you should be okay. We're showing them cold, hard facts where if we do A, B, C, and D, we're guaranteed to have these certain amounts at certain times, and it's not based on a lot of variables. And a lot of people think, well, you know, what if the market tanks? Well, if we've all done our jobs right, it doesn't matter if the market's going good or bad. We're okay in every sort of scenario. And that's what I love to do, and I know Dan loves to do that too. That really makes my day when I can show people that.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, I've got one more quick one I wanted to throw at you here, and we've talked about this before, how each dollar in your portfolio should have a job. And I know that one of the planks in your platform should be getting dollars back to work by eliminating that lazy money, the money that's not doing anything for you.
Yeah, and, you know, this kind of ties back into what we were talking about before, but if there's money just sitting there, yes, it's been growing. Yes, you know, it's up sometimes, it's down sometimes, but a lot of cases people just forget about it, and they just think it's there, it'll be there when I need it. But you know, what's that really doing? You know, and is that what are you being charged for? That is that expensive? Are you paying fees that you shouldn't be paying for money that's just sitting there? And I think the definition lazy money is very accurate. You know, we need to start making money work with us, you know, not for us, with us. We all have jobs and we're all part of a team. And a team concept is real big here. We all have things that we like to do, but if we're not strong in particular areas, we have lots of people that are. You know, I don't do a whole lot of, or any really, real estate, but I have several good people that I know that do a lot of real estate. And it's nice to be able to rely on that here at Creative Financial Partners.
Yeah, we have, when we're looking at getting those dollars working as hard as they can, it's one of the big pieces that we use. Sometimes it's the first thing we address. I mean, people that have had money in banks their entire life. You know, I reference my grandpa all the time because he's 92 years old. We had breakfast this weekend. He never thought he'd be invested with a guy like me again. I mean, now, granted, I'm his grandson, but he never really thought he'd be doing anything but the bank. But it's like so many people, we have so many clients, so many parents of our clients that have come in to say, geez, Dan, you know, we never thought we'd be investing outside of the banks, but the banks have given us no choice. Interest rates are so low, we have to get a better rate of return than what we're getting right here. So that's been something that we've been putting the pieces together for people. And we'd love to put those pieces together for you, give you a second opinion, give you just the confidence. If you have a plan, to come in and say, hey, maybe poke a couple holes in it, or maybe give it the stamp of approval and say, hey, you know what? You're in a great place, because there are other advisors in Northwest Ohio that do a pretty darn good job. The problem is not all of them do. And so for us to say, hey, we're really out here trying to help the community, help all of our clients get to that financial independence that we're all looking for, that place where they can, you know, worry about having fun, enjoying time with their family, and not worry about all these different things that maybe they used to worry about, to be able to hand the keys to the car to us, hop in the back seat and just say, hey, we're going to take you down the path from here. So give us a call sometime real soon. We'd love to sit down with you.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Creative Financial Partners. That is your financial symphony number, 800-373-9715. You can come into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and have a conversation and get to know these guys. And certainly, more importantly, get to know more about yourself and your situation. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request Line.
Listening to the Financial Symphony, Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, and this is the show where you can get ready for your retirement. Mark Lloyd, we have a great question that came in on the request line from David, and David says, what is socially responsible investing, and is it effective?
Okay, well, that's a great question, David, and you know, what we find sometimes is that there are some folks, when it comes to their investments, especially those that are faith-based, that are looking for portfolio that is also faith-based. Maybe they don't want tobacco into their portfolio. Maybe they want to make sure things are green. I mean, if they really are passionate about the environment, we want to make sure that the holdings inside of there are green. I mean, here's the great news about putting a portfolio together. And I always tell my folks who come in that portfolios can be custom designed to fit not only your situation, but also your comfort level. It could be about risk. It could be about, you know, making sure that our portfolio doesn't go down a lot when the market has a correction. It could be about longevity, to make sure that the portfolio is going to last for as long as we do. That's the biggest fear I hear all the time from our listeners here on the Financial Symphony, is I'm really worried about whether or not I'm going to run out of money. So they're looking for that plan. They're looking for that strategy to make sure that they have income for life, that they're not going to have to worry about running out of money. And I get that. But sometimes I do hear people say that, you know, based on my faith, my religion, I feel like that we want to make sure that there's certain things that, you know, they might call it the sin stocks that aren't in there. And I said, that's great. I mean, we actually have portfolios and models that we've already structured that accommodate that. And again, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes it might be about the environment, about making sure that we have things in there that are, you know, that are good to the environment. We have some green holding in there. And that's the good news. You don't have to have your investments a certain way to get from, you know, working through retirement, you know, and through, you know, longevity all the way to age 100. You literally can design this to be what makes you feel comfortable. But you know, if you go at this blind and you have some misgivings right now, maybe you are listening and saying, hey, that's how I feel. I want to make sure that I know exactly what's in that portfolio. And you're buying mutual funds out here today? You don't know what's in there unless you're sitting there going through the prospectus and looking at every holding. I mean, there's thousands of holdings in there, and some of them may not be socially responsible holdings, but they still might be good stocks. And you might be saying, hey, that's not for me. I want really a custom designed model or a custom designed portfolio that makes me feel good about the way that I'm investing my money. Because you know why, Ron?
Why?
It's their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have the authority and the ability and the power to be able to invest it the way that they want to invest it. They shouldn't have to worry that they're investing in something that just doesn't fit their, you know, their social, you know, makeup, their social feeling. This is what drives us. Our passion is fixing portfolios that we know are doomed, fixing portfolios that have mistakes, fixing portfolios that have so much volatility and so many holes in it that if you, you know, that when, it's not if, but when the next downturn happens, and you may not even know it's going to happen, fixing it before it happens. That's what drives us. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony, and your number to call Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker and the other creative financial partners is 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, get on the calendar. It's so important to go ahead and do it now. You don't even have to wait until the end of today's show. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. I know that as long as you guys, Dan and Steve, have been doing this, you've run into a lot of different personalities, and everybody has a different personality. But to effectively put together a retirement income plan for somebody, it's important to know their spending personality and their tendencies. And I'm going to ask you about each type of spender, and you can maybe describe the statistics or the characteristics. Maybe you can think of a client that fits each one of these categories and describe how you structured their plans accordingly. First of all, I know that you've worked with a lot, and I would say, just right up front, I'm this way as well. The emotional spender. I know you know lots of emotional spenders, don't you?
Sure do. They're the, hey, this was a great day, let's go celebrate type of a thing. Or sometimes they're bringing themselves out of a terrible day, let's go grab something to eat and make the pain go away and help subside. So these are people that, you know, they, lots of us live this way. We're very emotional. We wear that on our sleeve. And so, yeah, we want to make sure that we're keeping that in line. And so sometimes having a budget and knowing that once in a while you can do those things is okay. But you don't want to let in, just like anything, you want to control your emotions. You don't want them to control you.
Yeah, I would say so for any sort of big purchases that any of my clients have, it's always kind of talked about. There's nothing ever that's real. Hey, I'm at the car dealership. I need, you know, $30,000. That doesn't happen very often. I think for the most part, you're being responsible by going to see a financial professional first off. By being responsible, that kind of keeps your spending in check a little bit. So I think for the most part, my clients have a real good understanding of what they should and shouldn't be spending money on because of the plan that we've created, and they know where the wiggle room is in that plan.
Now, there's another type of spender, and I know everybody has heard the phrase YOLO, or the word YOLO. It means you only live once. And there's such a thing as the YOLO spender, isn't there?
Yeah, these are the challenging clients. These are the ones where you have to have have real tough conversations with sometimes and real frank conversations about what they're spending on and how they're spending it. When you start showing people their plan that they create and say, if you do this, this is how this changes, and this is where, you know, we start getting into that red zone is when we're going to be running out of money. So these are the people that you have to be real, real careful with, and a lot of times you have to be real honest with. And that's something that I've never been real scared to do. If you run out of money, you know, you're going to be looking at me saying, what happened? And I need to be able to say, look, we've talked about this. We went over what the responsible thing to do throughout your life was. And, you know, this is where we're at.
Yeah, not the most fun part of our job is to sometimes we have to just kind of say the truth. And the truth is that even though you have a job that you don't really like, sometimes you have to work that job a little bit longer. Sometimes you have to make the tough decisions. We all do that as grown-ups. And so, yeah, that's although it's not the highlight reel of the financial advisor world, it's definitely part of the job.
Yeah, and a song comes to mind here, Tell It Like It Is. You know,
yeah, right.
I know that you guys have to do that sometimes.
Sure do.
The number to call to make an appointment to come in and have a conversation of your own is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar. And don't even wait until the end of the show. You can call right now if you like. Leave your contact information. A member of the Creative Financial Partners team will get back with you, and you can come in and have a conversation of your own. There are no cookie cutter solutions. Everybody's different. That's why it's so important to come in and have your conversation. Get that complimentary financial review. 800-373-9715. We're talking about different types of spending personalities. We've talked about the emotional spender, the YOLO spender, and I know you work with some of these, especially if they've been your clients for a while, the savvy spender.
Yeah, these guys are very balanced. They spend when they need to. They always have frugality in mind. They believe that their quality of their life and the experiences is a bigger part of it than necessarily having the nicest car or the nicest house, or, you know, they like to experience things with their kids, grandkids. That's a bigger priority. And so they keep the plan in mind a little bit better than some.
Yeah. And personally, this is where I'd probably put myself as well. I think that, you know, with my family, you know, we do everything that we're supposed to. We save, we have our insurances, we follow what I would plan for someone like myself to a T. So it's okay every now and again to spend some money on stuff. And, you know, I can't tell you how many clients that I've had, you know, over the last 5 years, I'll say, that have passed away with every dollar that they've ever saved, and they never spent any money. And then their kids will go on to inherit or different charities and things like that, which is always very nice. But it's always sad to see when, like, you retired and you never really did anything. Like, you never spent any money on anything, and there was money to do that. So I think that that falls in the savvy spender category as well.
There's another category that sometimes is not too pleasant to deal with, I'm sure, and that is the miser. Some people, it's just painful for them to spend money, no matter what they're spending it on.
Well, as an advisor, I don't think that that's a bad category at all, because that technically makes our job a little bit easier, because this person tends to be a lot more conservative as well, and with conservative investment options, you take a lot of risk out of it. So I don't think this is a bad client to have at all, to be honest with you.
The only problem with this client is you'd love to see him have a little bit more fun.
Sure.
You know, I mean, retirement's meant to be fun. The happiest people that I see, I'm telling you, the happiest people I see are the people that are in their 60s, and they've kind of hit a groove, and they really start to understand life. They understand that, you know, hey, I've only got this much time on this earth. I really need to enjoy it. They've worked really hard. Here in Northwest Ohio, so many people have worked really, really hard. They've accumulated a good amount of money. They've got all the pieces there. And then they find us, and hopefully it's a fantastic fit. And they're able to be relaxed, and they really enjoy their life. And they're so rewarding to watch that happen and to develop that. And then every once in a while, we'll get somebody this miser style that we say, listen, it's okay. Like, it's all right for you to spend some of this money. It's okay. If you don't start spending it, and the government's going to tell you at 70 and a half, you have to take some anyways. You're going to have to pay taxes on it regardless. So every once in a while, we'll get one of those guys kind of flipped over to where they're not going crazy. That's never who they're going to be, but they're going to start to spend some money and do some fun things. I had a client of mine, Brett, we just had the conversation. He's retiring sometime soon. He's not exactly sure when. And we talked about it, and he's thinking, you know, I'm going to downsize my house a little bit, but I think might do a vacation every summer where I'm paying for it and all my kids and grandkids can come and we can all congregate and have a great experience. And I'm like, that, I mean, that's a really, really neat thing to hear.
Sounds
and
great.
It's an even neater thing for the grandparents or the parents to be a part of. And then for the kids and grandkids to all remember it. I mean, my kids get that from me all the time. Like I drag them kinda because they've been up all night. Like this weekend, my son's in town and he's in from the Navy and I woke him up and he had been out till 3 a.m. and I said, we're going to breakfast with grandpa. And that's just the way it is. And so I drug him to breakfast with, 3 hours of sleep. But that, that's part of who we are and it's part of what we're trying to show. And so we'd love for you to take that really tough minute and dial that phone number and give us a call because that's the toughest minute. From there, it gets a lot easier. Once you get to know us a little bit, you realize how relaxed we are. We really are in this to help people in our community, to help people in Northwest Ohio with that client-first philosophy that Creative Financial Partners was built on, 11 years ago. It's why we're doing so well, and it's why all of our clients are doing so well. So we'd love to hear, make that call.
800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Boy, what Dan's talking about here, going to breakfast with his grandpa and all that kind of thing. Those are the moments you remember. Never going to forget that. You can lighten up a little bit and enjoy your retirement. Call this number, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. This is the Financial Symphony.
Representatives of AIC do not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney regarding your situation.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified